Good morning. You listen to FordAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Royce Epstein, the Senior Director of Design Insights with the Mohawk Group. Royce, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You guys are rolling out a new design contest. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, a little background on you. You've been at the Mohawk Group for 10 years.
Yeah. This week is my 10-year anniversary.
All right. You've been up there in the New York area most of your life. You have a degree in art history and Italian from Sarah Lawrence College, then a big contributor to the Mohawk Group's success. Before we get to this design contest, we're 3 weeks away from Design Days in Neocon in Chicago, right?
Yes, we're really excited because we are debuting our brand new showroom in Fulton Market. We have all kinds of activations planned for our showroom. We'll also have some activities all throughout Neocon and Design Day. So just really hoping to connect with all of our customers there in Chicago.
I'm looking forward to seeing your new place because last year you were down on the first floor and hadn't moved in yet. So it's going to be neat to see. So the name of this contest is the Believe in Better Awards. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, it's actually a design competition that will be ongoing annually. So we're not looking at it necessarily as a contest. It's really about finding projects of excellence that use Mohawk Group and Durkin products. We're calling it the Believe in Better Awards. We are really driving design through creativity and innovation and both environmental and social sustainability. So we want to find projects where firms believe the same thing and it's evident in the work that they're doing. We have four award categories that are based around our ethos at Mohawk about believing in better. So the first award is called the Design Forward Award, and you might be familiar with our FWD Forward program, which is all about, you know, looking at leading-edge design strategies and cutting-edge design trends. So that award category is really looking for projects that exemplify exactly that, like leading-edge design. Then we have our Handprinting Award. This is a project that exemplifies giving back to nature. As you know, we're a very sustainable company. We really believe in handprinting, or this idea of giving back more than we take. So the Handprinting Award is really more of a sustainability award, looking at projects that are giving back to the environment. And then, of course, we have our Better Together Award, because we know we are all better together. And this is for a project that is exemplifying designing for community. And lastly, a really special award named after one of our designers who passed away a number of years ago, named Galloway Charles. And he was extremely creative and innovative. So we have an award named for him called the Galloway Charles Award for Creativity and Innovation. And this is looking for projects that exemplify, again, innovation and creativity through the design solutions. So those are the four award categories that we will have every year in our new Believe in Better Awards.
Okay, so this is open up for architectural firms to enter, A&D, that's the focus, right?
Correct. Entries are open now, we just launched this, and we're looking for projects for this inaugural year that have been completed between 2022 and 2025. And the entries close at the end of the year on December 31st, and winners for this first go-round will be announced in February of 2026. So we're really excited.
Okay.
We already have entries pouring in.
Now, who's doing the judging?
We have yet to determine our jury. We have some time for that because that will take place in January. But we're looking for it to be a combination of internal and external design luminaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm sure you're going to have an event to announce the winners. Where will that be?
We haven't announced yet the time or location, but our plan is to bring all of the winners together, and the design firm that wins sends people from their firm along with their local account exec. So that's a really nice way to build community and bring people together, especially to celebrate these projects. So that was our goal of doing this. We really wanted to start to build a community of people who also believe in better and firms that are exemplifying what I just described.
The trophy's a little special, right? It's
designed
by Harry Allen.
Yeah, so Harry Allen is a very well-known industrial designer. I've actually known him a long time in my career. I actually own some of the things that he's designed. And when I was thinking about who could we get to actually design the trophy, I immediately thought of Harry because his work is just so special. It really merges craft and design and, you know, different technologies, but also really speaks to the hand. So to me, Harry was the perfect person to really express a lot of the things we also want to express with our award, you know, in the categories, like, you know, using creative design strategies and thinking about sustainability, you know, all of those things. So it was designed as an iconic spiral. There's actually three strands. They look like strands anyway, but it's made out of ceramic, but it's meant to represent three strands of fiber twisted together, and each strand represents our pillars of design at Mohawk Group. So innovation, design, and sustainability. So it's really poetic and lovely, and again, it's made out of ceramic. It was made in New York City at the Greenwich House Pottery, so there is that element of the hand and craft to it, and we're hoping that it will be collectible in the sense that, you know, designers will covet this and want to enter their projects.
Okay, Royce. Well, I appreciate you letting us know about this contest that you're starting to roll out. Again, been talking to Royce Epstein, the Senior Director of Design Insights for the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.